Daf is Daf Tes Vav. So we are in challenging sugyas. Yesterday's Daf was a walk in the park compared to what we're going to be seeing in the next few days. But let's just get a few days. Just you can handle it for the rest of the week, and you'll be fine. It'll be a light at the end of the tunnel. But we have to just go back to the Mishnah just for one second before we go weiter in the Gemara. The Mishnah have been talking about three different opinions here about mixing together tumah, different levels of tumah, with a higher level tumah, a lower level tumah, pasul and tumah. And then the Gemara said, Rabbi Meir said, midivrehem, we learn from the words. Now, unclear who midivrehem is. That's the Gemara's discussion today. Is divrehem referring to the words of Rabbi Chanina Skanakwanim? Or is Rabbi Meir learning from some other opinion elsewhere, which we'll see in the Gemara? Maybe it's a different opinion, namely Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer. Now, the reason what tips us off to that is, because after Rabbi Meir says that a person is allowed to burn Chuma Tahora with Chuma Tumeya on Pesach, which is a higher level. Up until now, we're talking about mixing Tameh and Tameh, or Tameh and Pasul. Rabbi Meir says we're going to mix Chuma Tumeya with Tahora. That's a whole other level. So does he learn that from Rabbi Chanina Skanakwanim, or does he learn from some other position of Rabbi Yehuda, rather Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer? Now, when Rabbi Yossi rejects in response to Rabbi Meir, he says, how could you learn from Rabbi Mod and Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua? Now, who in the world is Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua? We didn't discuss the Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah. So part of the confusion here is, it sounds Pashup Shat that he's learning from Rabbi Chanina Skanakwanim. Rabbi Yossi is talking about two other positions, so that's what the Gemara is going to hopefully clarify today. So I'm not sure how far you got, but let's take it from the bottom of Yudalim and Beij, just to run through it quickly, because this is really the first position, that Amar Rabbi Meir, Midivrem Lamadnu V'chlu. Midivrem Diman, who does he learn from that you're allowed to mix Chuma Tumea with Chuma Tahora? Ilema Midivre Rabbi Chanina ben Skana Kohanim, that's the beginning of the Mishnah. Midami, how could you compare it? Rabbi Chanina ben Skana Kohanim is talking about Hasam Tame Vitame, a high level Tuma and a low level Tuma, that's allowed. But Hacha, Tahor Vitame, to take Chuma Tumea mixed with Chuma Tahora, to contaminate the Chuma Tahora, that's a whole other level. You can't learn that from Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. Ella must be from the next opinion in our Mishnah, Ella Midivre Rabbi Kiva, who says you can mix Tame and Pasul. But the Gemara asks the question, but me dummy, hasam pasul v'tame, hacha, tohor v'tame. This is again another chiddush. You can't derive that from Rabbi Kiva. You can't derive that from Rabbi Chanina ben Skanakwanim. So the Gemara says, in reality, name a kasava Rabbi Meir, masnisin ba'ava tuma deraisa, uvlada tuma dirabanan. And dimidiraisa, tohor ba'alma. Rabbi Meir says, our Mishnah of Rabbi Chanina's Yechidish. It's not really talking about Tuma Deraisa and Tuma Deraisa. It's talking about one item is Tuma Deraisa, and the other item is actually Tahor on a Deraisa level. There's just a Tuma Midrabanan. Chacham created Tuma Midrabanan. So they said, once it's Tuma Midrabanan, you could combine the two together. But that's a Chidish. So once you have that a Tuma Midrabanan can be mixed with a Tuma Deraisa, so too you could extend it to Chuma Timea with Chuma Tahora. Why? What's the extension? The Gemara says, Umay Midireyam Midire Rabbi Chanina Skanakwanim. So you have to look at Rashi in the top of Tez Vavam and Aleph here. Rashi writes, Midire Rabbi Chanina, did Chuma Tahora B'Shei Shal, so the 6 hour of the day, Dam Yilahahu. It's similar to what Rabbi Chanina was talking about. The Shlishi the Tar Deraisa. Rabbi Chanina holds that which is Shlishi is actually Tar on a Deraisa level, but it's Tamei Midirabanam. V'hai Nami, this case by Chameitz also. Shari Midiraisa, the 6th hour, it's actually permitted to eat ad Tchia Sheva until the 7th hour. V'yasir Midirabanan, it's Asir Midirabanan. V'chevan, since we hear Dashmin and Rabbi Chanina, Dimatminan Tuma Midirabanan, but Tuma Midiraisa, you could take something that's only Tuma Midirabanan, and you could elevate it or contaminate it to a Tuma Midiraisa, Dimatamile Midirabanan Ochel Asa Ochel. We know that food could only Mitame food on a Dirabanan level. So if you take food that's Tame and another food that's Tahor, you put them together, there's no real tumah. It would only be a tumah midirabanan. So if I have that which is only tame on a dirabanan level, and that which is tame on a deraisa level, and I mix them together, the worst thing that could happen is making the tumah midirabanan more tumah midirabanan. So here as well, when it comes to chametz, same thing. Again, mitamin nami chuma tohra, diasiri midirabanan. There's only, not tumah now, but it's only iser though. The chuma tohra on Erev Pesach at the 6th hour, it's tahor, but aser midirabanan, so you can mix it with food that's tamei midiraisa, because tuma the chuma the tamei deraisa the loma tamila el midirabanan. If you have chuma tamea and you mix it with chuma tahora, at worst it will only create tuma on a dirabanan level. On a deraisa level, food cannot be metame other food. Ein ochel metame ochel. So even though I'm mixing chuma tamei deraisa with chuma tahora, still, the tumah at worst will be a derbanan, and that's why it's comparable. Just finish this Rashi. Rashi says, "Delo matami la el medirbanam, de ein ocha matami ochel el medirban." So a little bit confusing here, but again, this is a chiddush or a meir. He has to be making okimta in the Mishnah. That when Rabbi Chani is talking about mixing tamea, it's tamea midiraisa with tamea midirbanan, which is a chiddush to say that. But once you establish that, we're talking about a tumah midirbanan, but midiraisa, it's actually tower. It now makes a lot of sense why I could segue into the position of that on Erev Pesach, you can mix Chuma Temeah with Chuma Tahora Deraisa. Because at that point, after the 6 hours, there's an Isser Midarbanan to eating it. So there's an Isser Midarbanan, so that's similar to the Tumah Midarbanan. And you mix it together, it's only going to create a Tumah Midarbanan anyways, so they seem very, very parallel. On Amud Beis, we're going to be Mechalek between an Isser Midarbanan and a Temeah Midarbanan. Right now, the Gemara is not distinguishing. I told you this is not an easy daf. But that's the first approach. But again, just to sum up, we're learning from Rav Meir's Chiddush, mixing Chuma Temeya and Chuma Tahora, or Ner Pesach, is learned from Rabbi Chanina Skana Kwanim. That's the first position. Now the Gemara is going to take a whole other angle, that Rabbi Meir's Chiddush of burning Chuma Temeya and Chuma Tahora on Ner Pesach has nothing to do with Rabbi Chanina Skana Kwanim. He's learning from a different sugya elsewhere in Shas. So that's the position now, two lines down on Daf Tes Vavam and Aleph. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Mishum Bar Kapara, Masnitin ba'ava tuma deraisa uvla tuma deraisa. Rabbi Chanina is talking about tumea deraisa, a risho nishlishi. Nothing to do with a. It's not at all a pesach into Rabbi Meir. We're going to ignore Rabbi Chanina. We're going to take him at face value. It's tumea deraisa and tumea deraisa. Let's put him out of the picture now. Umaymi divrayim. So then, where did Rabbi Meir learn his words from? Who's divrayim? If not Rabbi Chanina, then from who? Midivrei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, who has nothing to do with our Mishnah. If you just look at Rashi, just to make this clear, Rashi says, I'm a Reish Lakish, around five narrow lines down, or six narrow lines down. Lo titchak lok mihachi. Don't be dochek to push in a tumim derbana within Rabbi Chanina. No. It's very, talk about tumim deraisa. We can ignore Rabbi Chanina, put it behind us now. Demai de midirem, when it says midirem, Rabbi Meir learned from their words, the kamar, midirem Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua kamar, from those two tanaim. V'lava masnis and kai. He's not referring to our mission at all, Rabbi Meir. El Ba'amokai, a general discussion to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. So where do we find Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer talking about mixing Tumeya with that which is Tahora? So Gemara wants to know now, hey, Rabbi Yeshua, which Rabbi Yeshua do we learn this from? Ilei Mahar Rabbi Yeshua from the following Rabbi Yeshua in the mission, the Tanah, the mission of Maseches Chumos, that says, Chavish Shel Chuma Shenola Lasafek Tuma. Let's say you have a barrel, a jug of Chuma. And then somehow a suffix tuma happened. You don't know if a sheret fell in it or a person whose mace may have touched it. It's a case of a suffix. So you don't know the status of this. So we're going to have a machlokas. I'll just say it's outside. Sometimes it's easier to say things outside than read it inside. They're going to have a machlokas. Once it's a suffix tuma, do you have to still protect it from getting a vade tuma? Or no, once it's already a suffix, do whatever you want. Meaning, is there a requirement? When it comes to chuma tahora, there's a chi of deraisa, you have to be shomer. You have to protect it. We'll read a Rashi in a second about a puzzle. You need to make sure it stays protected from Tumah. But once it's a Suffolk Tumah, is there still a requirement to show merit? Or no, once it's exposed to some Suffolk, do whatever you want with it. So if you look at the Gemara says, this case of a Chavis Shel Chuma Shenolo Suffolk Tumah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im Hoyes HaMunechas B'Makom HaTorfa, if it was an area that was exposed and vulnerable, Yani Chana B'Makom HaTmutzna, you still have to hide it, you need to protect it. Even though it's a Suffolk Tumah, so you still have to put it away somewhere. Im ha'isa magul, if it's exposed, yichasenu, cover it up. Rabbi Yeshua says the opposite. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, im ha'isa munechas b'makom ha'mutzna, if it's in a place that's hidden, yanichanu b'makom ha'turfa, you could expose it. Vim ha'isa mechusa, if it's closed, yigalenu, you could reveal it, you could open up the cover. Meaning Rabbi Yeshua says you don't need to cover it up once it's a safek nolad, safek tuma. Rashi explains the machlo, because if you look at Rashi, Rashi says yanichanu b'makom ha'mutzna, that Rabbi Eliezer says you still have to protect it, even if there's a safek tuma. His idea is adain muzar al hashmirasa. You're still required to protect it and preserve whatever you can, even though it's a suffik tuma. The time of mefarish bebechoris perak ad makama es mishmeres trumosai. The pasuk says we read as trumosai, even though it's written as trumasi, which is singular. It's read as trumosai as plural. So which trumosai? Which two trumos? Shtaim b'mashma. It implies two. Achas tara v'achas tulia, which is a suffik. Whether there's a truma Torah. Or there's a chuma safek tuma. The Torah says, "Amar Rachmana, avid le shimur." However, according to Rabbi Yeshua, he darshans differently. Rashi says, I'll read outside. Rashi says it's written as chumasi, as singular, only chuma tahora do you have to be shomer, but chuma tluya, that has a subject tuma, you don't have to be shomer, and you can expose it as much as you want. So how does that apply to us? So just like Rabbi Yeshua says, I could now, that which is a suffix tumah, I could let it become vade tumah, so too by the case of Erev Pesach, I could take chuma tahora and mix it with chuma tumeya and mix in mitame the two together. That's where the Gemara learns the shita of Rabbi Meir, that you can mix chuma tumeya with chuma tahora. We learn that from Rabbi Yeshua, that if you have a suffix chuma tumeya, you can expose it and get it to become vade tumah.
Does he say that it's like a mitzvah to expose it, so there should be no suffix?
No. So then they, let's keep the flow here. I don't want to lose the flow here. So Gemara then says, "Me dummy, is it similar? Hasam grama ba'alma hachav yadayim." How could you compare these two cases here? Because the case of Rabbi Yeshua, he didn't say you could vaday mitame. He said you could expose it, and grama might get tame. Right. So he just says leave it open. But he's not saying to put tuma in the truma. Just let it be come tame if you want it to be grama. But by the case of Pesach, we're saying mamish mix a truma tumeya. With Chuma Torah, that's biyadayim. That's a whole other level. So you can't use the Rabbi Yeshua of Chavish Shel Chuma as a model for Erev Pesach, what Rabbi Meir says in our Mishnah. So Gemara has to find another Rabbi Yeshua where it's more direct, where you're going to metame the Chuma in a more direct way, and that will serve as the basis. Where do you find that? Ella, it must be Har Rabbi Yeshua, Ditznan. The Mishnah says, Chavish Shel Chuma Shenishbura Begas El Yona. Let's say they had the wine press. And the wine press, they used to crush the grapes, and the wine would drip down to the bottom area. So let's say you had there's a chavis of chuma that was, I don't know, sometime on a shelf, it cracked. So now the chuma was falling, and now in the bottom, in the wine press, was chulin. It was chulin that was already tame chulin. So now if the chuma falls down into the wine that's chulin, tame, it's going to be matame, the chuma that falls in. When chuma is tahor, so a kohen can eat it. When the chuma falls in, it gets mixed with the tuma. So that problem is, a Kohen can't eat it, because a Kohen can't eat Chuma, that's Tameh. So now, you want to try to avoid the Chuma from falling into the Chulin. Because it's going to affect both the Chuma, and it's also going to affect the Chulin. Because the Chulin before, and I could eat it, but now that Chuma falls in it, I can't eat it anymore. Nobody can eat it. I can't eat it because I'm a Yisrael, and there's Chuma in it. I'm a Levi. And a Kohen can't eat it because now it's Tameh, because the Chulin Tuma made the Chuma Tameh. We'll read this inside just to make this clear. So again, Chavish shel chuma shenishbura begas el yona. There was a barrel or some type of jug of chuma tahora that cracked on the top part of this wine press. V'tachtona chulin tameim, and beneath it, in the area that caught everything, was chulin. That was wine. That was chulin. That was tameim. So what do you do in this case? How do you avoid the chuma tahora from mixing into the chulin tameim? So Modi Rabbi Eliezer, be sure they both agree. Shem yochel lahatzim imenu revius petara. Yatzel. If they're able to go run somewhere and find some kelim that are tahor to save some of the chuma, that's what you should do. Even though some of the chuma is going to fall, some of the chuma rather is going to fall in the chulin, you could go run to your closet and get a keli to catch it. Everybody agrees, catch as much chuma as you can. However, if you're not able to do that, so the question becomes: do you just let the chuma fall in and don't touch anything, or maybe should you actually use kelim tameim to catch the chuma tahor to protect the chulin below? But as long as the chulin doesn't have chuma falling in it, you and I can eat it. The moment chuma falls in it, nobody can eat it. So can I be metame the chuma biyadayim to preserve the chulin that's below? Or just let it happen? Just stay away, shave yaltase. Whatever happens, happens. All the chuma gets ruined, the chulin gets mixed, and then that's it. So the Gemara says, that's the machlokus between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara again says, v'im lav, if you're not able to save it with kelim tahorim, Rabbi Eliezer omer tered, v'titma v'alya t'mena b'yad. Better for you to just let it drip. Don't be matame it. Let it happen on its own. The chuma is going to fall into the chulin, and the chulin there tame, and everything's going to be done. All you can do with it is use it to burn as a fire, as oil. You can't use it to eat. You can't use it to drink. That's it. Just let it happen on your own. Comes along Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua says no. Af y'temenu b'yad. You can be matame b'yad, because by you putting the keli tame out, yes, I'm being matame the chuma Torah, but at least I'm protecting the chulin below. At least a person who doesn't eat kippah tamalachas, he can still eat the chulin that's beneath. And that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua. So just like Rabbi Yeshua says, you can metame biyadayim. Why? Because in the end of the day, the chuma is going to be leibud. It's going to go. It's going to get lost either way. So at least let me say, I'm not adding anything new. The chuma is lost no matter what. Either it's lost in the chulin or it's lost when I catch it. It's going to become tame. So once it's getting lost, I may as well do something with Biadayim to protect something. So here as well, we're going to see at the end what will happen to Chametz. Chametz, the same thing. Erev Pesach, the Truma Torah is getting burnt. It's going to Ibud. It's not going to be saved anymore. It's going to Ibud. So once it's going to Ibud, we don't care about the lachas of the Tuma, so I'm able to mix it together, the Truma Temeah and the Truma Torah. So you're allowed to, this is at least an instance where Yeshua allows you to be metame Biadayim to protect something. Now, what are you protecting by the case of Chametz? I'll just tell you the end. Now, by the Truma and Chulin, I'm protecting the Chulin beneath. But by the Erev Pesach, what am I saving? Let me just have a separate fire of a Truma Torah, separate fire of Truma Temeah. And the Gemara is going to suggest I'm saving the firewood. If I have one fire, I don't need to make two separate things. I have the same logs and I put things together. I'm saving some wood. But I need to have separate ones. I need to have more logs. That's what the protection is going to be. But we'll get back to that on a Mabez. But at least from right now, what we see clearly is the din that you're allowed to be metame biadayim when it's going li'ibud. That's the new understanding of Reish Lakish, where a mayor learns his halacha of mixing the Truma Temeah and Truma Torah on Erev Pesach. Now the Gemara says, Ihachi. If that's the case, hai midivrayim midivara mibayle. He's not learning from two people, he's learning from one person, the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. And the Gemara says, Hachi kamar, mimachokason shel Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua lemanu. From their machlokas, granted he's only passing like one position, but from their machlokas, midivrayim, that's where Rabbi Meir derives his halacha about Erev Pesach. And dekanami, it's also very precise, the Katani, in our Mishnah, I told you already before, when Rabbi Yossi responds back to Rabbi Meir, he had a very strange lashon. He said, I'm just reading the lashon, we'll read it inside here. Let me read it inside here. This is a quotation of Rabbi Yossi's response to Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah. It says, Modeh, quote, Modeh Rabbi Elezer B'Yeshua Shmamina. Who in the world is Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Eliezer? Our mission didn't mention them. It must be Rabbi Yossi's response because Rabbi Meir's basis was this phantom Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua elsewhere, which the Gemara just kind of filled in the gap here. So now this all makes sense. That must be the basis for Shita's Rabbi Meir. V'chein Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua Masnisin Ba'av Atuma Daraisa Uvlau Tuma Daraisa. Our mission, meaning Rabbi Hanina Skana Kohanim, was talking about Tuma Daraisa. There's no, it wasn't Dochik to say Tuma Daraisa and Tuma Derbanan, like we said earlier. No, Rabbi Hanina is understood as face value. And we don't use Rabbi Hanina as a model for Rabbi Meir. Umay Midrem Midivre Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. So that's very clear that just like Reish Lakish said that the basis is Rabbi Yeshua, so to Rav Nachman says the same thing as well. So now the Gemara asks the question. We're going to now bring a brisa, which adds in more from the Mishnah. We're going to bring a brisa, which is a little confusing. Not so much, we don't want to focus on the detail so much. What's clear from the brisa we're about to bring is Rabbi Yossi's response is not based on Rabbi Yeshua. It's rather based on Rabbi Hanina Skana Kohanim. Now that's the back and forth. Are we learning, is Rabbi Meir based on Rabbi Hanina Skana Kohanim, or is he based on Rabbi Yeshua? That's the back and forth here. So we just proved it must be from Rabbi Yeshua. But we're now going to give an expanded brisa from our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi is clearly learning that Rabbi Meir learned it from Rabbi Hanina Skana Kohanim, and not Rabbi Yeshua. So where do you find that in the brisa? The Gemara says, Esive, Rabba l'Rav Nachman. Amr Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi responds back to Rabbi Meir. This is the expanded version. Ein ha-nidon dom l'raya. You can't bring the nidon, which is the case of Erev Chametz, from the raya. They're not comparable. What your source is for Rabbi Meir is not comparable to the case of Erev Chametz, Erev Pesach Chametz. Why not? Shikshahidu Rabboseinu Amahidu, when they testified about what happened, what were they testifying about? Im al habaser shenitma bevlatuma. If you're talking about from Rabbi Hanina, who said you can mix baser vlatuma, shesurfen also im baser shenitma bevlatuma, that's Rabbi Hanina's case. Well, that's very different. Hatuma zet tame vizet tame. Those two cases, Rabbi Hanina, are both tame. But Rabbi Meir is talking about a case of tame and tahor. And if you're going to go on Rabbi Akiva, the second case in the Mishnah, Imal Shemen Shin Rifsaba Tivoyom, Shemal Likin Osa Bener Shin Rima Batame, that mace, is that possible? Is that Tame? That's different, because Rabbi Akiva is talking about a case of Tuma and a case of Psula mixing together. But again, Rabbi Meir is talking about Tuma and Tahora. Af Anumodim, Machuma Shinit Mace, we also agree that it's talking about Chuma Shinit Mace Bivlao Tuma, Shistorfin Osa Ima Chuma Shinit Mace Bava Tuma. We would also agree, Rabbi Yossi says, to mix Vade Tuma, Rishon Tuma with Lao Tuma. There's no machlokes here. V'heach Nisraf Atzluya. How could you take that which has a Suffolk Tuma only and mix it in Tumea, that which is a Vade Tuma? Because maybe the Suffolk Tuma is really Tahor. Shema Yavo Eliyahu V'Yitarino. Maybe Eliyahu is going to come and say, that's not Tame, that's Tahor. And Kavachomer, a case that which is Tuma with Vade Tahora, How can you learn this from the halacha of Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Akiva to extend it to the case of Truma Tameya and Truma Torah on Erev Pesach? And then this next line, Rashi tells us we could ignore this next case. We'll get to it later on. We have to read it as part of the Braisa. Va'pigel, va'noser, va'tame, these three dinim, you could burn together. Be'shame omrim ein nisrafim kachas, but be'sil omrim nisrafim kachas, you could burn them together. So ignore those last few lines. Either way, it's clear from Rabbi Yossi, his response to Rabbi Meir is, how can you learn from Rabbi Chanina and Kana Kohanim? How can you learn from Rabbi Akiva? So Gemara says, why didn't Rabbi Meir just respond, I'm not learning from them. I'm learning from Rabbi Yehoshua. So that's what the Gemara says, three lines down now. He's learning from Rabbi Yeshua. Amai mahadilei Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina and Kana Kohanim. Why is Rabbi Yossi learning from Rabbi Chanina? That wasn't the basis of Rabbi Meir. So Amar Lei, the Gemara clarifies, Amar Lei Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yossi, lava daite. Rabbi Yossi didn't understand the source of Rabbi Meir. He thought, Duhusav Rabbi Meir, midi Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim Kamalei. He thought Rabbi Meir's source was Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. He was wrong. Vamalei, Rabbi Meir responded, you got me completely wrong. I'm not learning from Rabbi Chanina. Ana, midi Rabbi Yeshua Kamina. Oh, you're learning from Rabbi Yeshua? Okay. So now Rabbi Yossi responds, Amalei, which is the continuation of our Mishnah, Afilu Rabbi Yeshua. Even if you learn from Rabbi Yeshua, who says you can be Metame Biadayim when the Truma Temeah, Tehora rather, is falling into the chulin tamei. Even Rabbi Yeshua nami eino he miyamid min eino he deamida. That's not a good source. Deha moda Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua shesarf zebif nasma. The zebif nasma. They agree that you should burn them each separately. So Gemara says, why do you mean? Why would you burn them separately? Why would Rabbi Yeshua agree in our case of the erev Pesach? You should burn the Truma Temeah and Truma Torah separately. Doesn't Rabbi Yeshua allow you to be metame biyadayim? But my eino he miyamida. Why is that not a good mida? Says the Gemara. So mida midi. It's very logical. Just like Rabbi Yeshua says, you could mitame the Truma Temeah to protect the chulin. So too, you can mitame the Truma Tahara on Erev Pesach. It's very logical. And the Gemara says, shiny hasam. The reason why Rabbi Yeshua allows you to mitame biyadayim when the Truma Torah is falling is because dika hefsed chulin. Because all the chulin otherwise in the bottom is going to get ruined. Once Truma gets mixed in, then the non-Kohanim can't eat it anymore, and the Kohanim can't eat it either because all Tuma and Truma all together, no one can eat it. So to protect hefsed chulim, we allow you to be metame biyadayim. But to allow to mix Truma Torah for no reason, not protecting any money, there's no basis. Even Rabbi Yeshua would agree on Erev Pesach, you should burn Truma Temeah separately from Truma Torah. So Gemara says, Maskevla Rav Yirmiyah, Masisa Nami Ika Hefsed Datum. What do you mean? There's still a Hefsed. By you burning them separately, you're wasting some wood. You're wasting extra wood that I need to do for a separate fire. They mix it together to save a few bucks and they're having to bring in extra wood. Amalei Hahu Saba, a certain elder said, Lehefsed Meruba Chashashu, Lehefsed Muat Lo Chashashu. We're concerned with a significant amount of Hefsed. When you have a whole vat of chulin below, and the chuma falls in, which means no one can eat from it anymore, that's a big Hefsed. But a few twigs of wood, that's not a big deal. That Hefsed Muat we're allowed to tolerate. So Erev Pesach, Rabbi Yossi says, even Rabbi Yeshua would say, you have to have separate piles of fire. Here, Truma Temeah, and over here, Truma Torah, and you cannot learn from the case of the Hefsed Chul. So that's the approach. So that's the back and forth right now, but we see clearly that this Braisa does say that Rabbi Meir does learn from Rabbi Yeshua. It was just that Rabbi Yossi was confused. He initially had thought Rabbi Meir was learning from Rabbi Chanina.
So how does Rabbi Meir answer the problem of Hefsed Meruba and not Hefsed Meruba?
He would say that even Hefsed Muat would be significant. Even that he would be considered. Or it would be a different approach. It's not even about Hefsed Muat. He thinks that whenever something is going to the Ibud, it doesn't make a difference anymore. Once it's getting lost, so when the Truma Torah falls down, that's going to Ibud. Erev Pesach, the Truma Torah is not going to eat it at that point. It's going to Ibud. So at that point, it doesn't make a difference. There's no Indian of protecting and preserving anymore. So now the Gemara is going to say as follows. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Asi, around halfway down the Amud here. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Machlokes B'sheish Aval B'sheva Divriya Kol Sorfim. The whole discussion between Rabbi Yossi and Meir, whether you could burn them together or separately, only is during the sixth hour where the Isser Chametz is only an Isser Midirban. Once the seventh hour comes where the Isser Chametz is now an Isser Midiraisa, even Rabbi Yossi is going to be Moda, you could burn the Truma Tahora along with the Truma Temeah. Why is that? So here you need a little bit, is it based on Shitas Rabbi Chanina, or is it based on Shitas Rabbi Yeshua? What's the difference here? So according to let's do Rabbi Chanina first. Rabbi Chanina only allowed you to mix together once there's a Tumah Midrabanan Daman. Right? He does not allow you to take Tumeya and Torah. But in Erev Pesach, if the whole driving force is there's some Tumah Midrabanan, so once the sixth hour comes, there's an Isser Midrabanan. There's an Isser Tid Chameh, even though it's not Tameh, it's still an Isser Midrabanan, so you can mix them together. But what would you say about the fourth hour? There's no Issa Midrabanan at the fourth hour. At that point, you would not be able to burn them together. It's only the seventh hour. I mean, let's say it this way. What would Rabbi Meir say about the fourth hour of the day? Would he allow you to mix them together, or only during the sixth hour would he allow you to mix them together? So if it's a gong based on, it has to be an existence of an Issa Midrabanan or a Tumah Midrabanan, well, it doesn't exist yet until the sixth hour. Does the Issa Midrabanan kick in? But if it's about something that's going to the Ibud, if the base is Rabbi Yeshua, then when something else is eventually going to be destroyed and lost, if that's the basis, so then, even from the fourth hour, in a few hours, it will go li'ibud. So even though it's not yet subject to an iser midrabanan of chametz, but it's going li'ibud, eventually it's going to get lost as the hours click. So even from the fourth hour, one would be able to already burn the chametz, according to Rabbi Meir, if he learns from Rabbi Yeshua. Look at Rashi, just to make
but
this again.
He can still eat it.
He can still eat it, but it's eventually going li'ibud, though.
Yeah, but part of it could still be saved.
In a chanami, but still, it's on the price. It's falling down the hill right now. So right. Even though it hasn't yet hit it.
Even if something would still be saved, he would hold that.
Yeah, so look at Rashi to say all this. Rashi writes here, look at Machlokes B'Shesh. The whole Machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi about mixing together is the sixth hour. Shadayin ein al ha-tahora el Isser Midrabanan. At that point, there's only an Isser Midrabanan. Aval B'Sheva, Shinesra Kvar Min HaTorah, there's an Isser Midrais at the seventh hour, according to everybody. Ein lecha tumah gedol mizra, there's no greater tumah than that. V'divri HaKol after Rabbi Yossi, Sorfin, even he would agree, you can mix together the tumah, the Raisa, and the tumah, and the Chumah Tahora. So then the Gemara says, Neima. Let's read the Gemara, then we'll get back to my point. Amar le Rabbi Zera le Rabbi Asi, Neima Kesava Rabbi Yochanan Masnisin B'Ava Tuma Deraisa Uvlad Tuma Derabanan. Let's say that our Mishnah, the beginning of the Mishnah, Rabbi Chanina, who allowed you to mix Tuma Rishon, regional Tuma and Vlad Tuma, that was only talking about Vlad Tuma. That was only Vlad Tuma on a Derabanan level. But Mediraisa, it's really Tahor. Umar Midireim Midivir Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. He must be learning that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Chanina, that Rabbi Meir's basis is Rabbi Chanina. Why does it have to be? How do you know that? So this is where you need the next Rashi for. Rashi says, "Name of Kesava Rabbi Yochanan, the Masnisin the Rabbi Chanina b'vlado tuma derabanan." Rabbi Meir mina yelef. The Rabbi Meir learned from Rabbi Chanina on the basis that the vlad tuma that he talks about is only vlad tuma derabanan. Why? The dafka nakat sheish. Only the sixth hour is where Rabbi Yochanan says you're allowed to mix the Truma Temeah and Truma Torah, Mishim to Isalet Isra Derbanan, because at that point there's an Isra Midrabanan, that's the time of Rabbi Meir, that's his basis. If you want to burn it the fourth or fifth hour of the Erev Pesach, Mod Rabbi Meir, he would agree, Ain Sorfer, and you shouldn't burn at that point. V'yafogav the Sofli, but even though eventually it's going to get lost, whatever's left over, the Lam Medivrei Rabbi Yeshua Kalev, he's not learning from Rabbi Yeshua. I mean, the conceptual difference is Rabbi Yeshua's basis is li'ibud, and Rabbi Chanina's basis is in tumah midrabanan. So what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is the fourth hour of the day where there's no tumah midrabanan, but still going li'ibud. So if Rabbi Yeshua was the basis of li'ibud, Rabbi Meir would even allow you to burn the Chumah Torah with Chumah Temeah already at the fourth hour because it's going li'ibud. But if the basis is an Isser Midrabanan, that Isser Midrabanan only kicks in at the sixth hour. So from the fact that Rabbi Asi says the Machlokas is only the sixth hour, but beforehand, Rabbi Meir would not allow you to mix it, it must be based on Rabbi Chanina that you need there to be a Tumah Midrabanan or an Isser Midrabanan. And the Gemara echoes this by saying, Amar Leh, in, that's correct. Itmar Nami was also said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Masisin Ba'aba Tumah Deraisa, Uvlad Tumah Derabanan. Umay midirem, what does mean midirem? Midire Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. Umachlok is b'sheish, umachlok is only the sixth hour. Aval b'sheva, direct kol sorfer. In the seventh hour, everybody agrees you can burn together. And I'll add, and before the sixth hour, everyone also agrees that you cannot burn together. That's the understanding.
Why is midirem plural?
Enachanami, good question. I don't know why the Gemara does not address that though. It could be midirem from Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Kiva together, maybe. I'm not sure. It's a good question. I don't know why the Gemara doesn't ask that. The Gemara now asks, or suggests, Lema misaile hapigal vanos vatame. Let's suggest that this supports what? We have to know what we're trying to prove here. That Rabbi Yossi agrees at the seventh hour, you can mix together Chuma Temeah with Chuma Torah. On Erev Pesach, you can mix them together. How do we know what to support that Rabbi Yossi agrees at the seventh hour? So Gemara suggests what we mentioned above at the end of that brisa, which we ignored until now. Lema misaile, let's say the following is a support. Hapigal vanos vatame. Just to be clear, pigal is when a Kohen has the wrong machshava. He wants to bring a carbon, having a mind to eat it outside the time, or eat it outside the place where it's supposed to be eaten. That renders the carbon pigal, and you can't eat it. Va'nosar, which is any food that's left over beyond the siman that you're allowed to eat it. Anything left over is called nosar. And tamay. These three isurim, or three parts of the carbon that can't be eaten, pigal, nosar, and tamay, Beishami omrim ein nisrafim kachas. You cannot burn them together. They each have to have a separate fire. Ubeishil omrim nisrafim kachas. You could burn them together. So what is it? How do you prove from this? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, name of Messiah, Dibisheva modi Rabbi Yossi, the hapigol v'anosu v'chulu, Rabbi Yossi amrlei le'el. This is Rabbi Yossi's statement. V'kamer le'el the Rabbi Meir. He's responding to Rabbi Meir, b'ha, hu damrina Beis Hillel nisrafim kachas. This is a case where Beis Hillel would allow you to burn all three together. Bishum de pigol v'anosu isur midiraisa, ava b'isur dirabana lo, sharlo t'mo b'yadayim. So the only reason why you could burn these three together because they are all isur midiraisa level. We learn from this, when there's an Issa deraisa, even Rabbi Yossi will agree, you can burn Afagav Deleka Shame Tumala. Right, remember, we have to keep in mind a few things here. We've been talking about combining Tuma together. Now, the Gemara made a jump. Even though there's no Tuma, you could jump from an Isser. It could be equivalent to a Tuma, even though there's not really Tuma. Right, Erev Pesach, Chametz at the seventh hour, there's no Tuma. I have Tuma Tahora. The seventh hour, there's an Issa deraisa to eat it. There's no Tuma. But yet, Rabbi Yossi says you can mix the Issa deraisa of Truma Torah with Truma Midrabanan. Because once there's an Issa to eat it, it's the same thing as Tuma. Even though it's not in the same category as Tuma, the Maisa, I can't eat Truma Tumeya, I can't eat Truma that's Aser in Chametz. So you could jump from an Issa deraisa to a Tuma deraisa. That's the jump here. How do you learn this? Just like above, you can mix together Pigal, Noser, and Tame. Even though Pigal and Noser are an Issa Midrabanan, it's not Tame, they're just Issa Midrabanan. You can mix it with Tuma, you could combine all together. So he says, so too, you could combine the Issa Midraisa of Truma Torah with Truma Temeya. That's the basis. So even Rabbi Yossi agrees, once the Issa Midraisa kicks in, you can mix them all together.
Is it Braisa
above? So Gemara says, not true. You can't bring a rye from the case of Pigal, Nosar, and Tame, because Pigal, Nosar, even though they're Issa Midraisa and there's no Tuma on a Midraisa level, they're still Tuma Midrabanan. How they tuma midirbanan? The Gemara says, "Shiny hasim de islehu tuma midirbanan de tanan hapigol vanoser mitaminis yadayim." So maybe Rabbi Yossi only agrees when there's a tuma midirbanan, you can mix it with a tuma midiraisa. But when something is just only an isser midiraisa, but no tuma midirbanan at all, like the case of Erev Pesach at the seventh hour, where tuma tahora is aser midiraisa, but there's no tuma midirbanan to even speak of, who said Rabbi Yossi would agree? In that case, you could combine the tuma tahora with the tuma tameya. So that's not a raya. Gemara suggests, okay, from the following brisa, we could actually bring a raya, maybe. Leim misayli, maybe the following could prove to us that you can mix together when there's an issim of the raisa, Rabbi Yossi will agree you could be metame. What's the case here? Hapashit she'ifsha, if you have a piece of bread that became so moldy and inedible, v'nifsula milechel la'adam, a person would never touch it, it's not subject to human consumption, v'akelav yachol la'achol, but a dog can eat it still, it's metame tuma ochlin, it's subject b'kebeta. That let's say this food, the din is that let's say I'm a tumas meis. If I touch food, the food becomes tamei. Now that food has to be the size of a kebetza. Okay? That food also has to be edible. So once the food was edible as bread, so if let's say it was never edible in the first place, if a rock doesn't become tamei, it's not ocha. So once food was subject to human consumption, and even though it became pasul, as long as it's still subject to consumption of an animal, that still is considered ocha legabe tumah. Fine. So if it's a size of kabeta, as long as a dog can still eat it, if I touch it, it's tamei. And also, v'nisrefes im tamei bepesach. I could burn it with tamei food on Pesach. Now, the bread of Pasha Ipsha, we didn't talk about tamei tahar. We just spoke about whether it's edible or inedible. But it could be still with Truma Tahora. If I have Truma Tahora that became so moldy that I wouldn't eat it, but a dog would eat it, it's subject to Tumas Ochlin. And the Gemara says, I can even take that Truma Tahora and mix it with Truma tamei on Erev Pesach. So this is a clear case. We're not talking about Tumah Midrabanan at all. It's just a regular Truma Torah that's also Midraisa at the seventh hour of Erev Pesach, and I can mix it with Truma Tameya. Is this not a Raya, according to Biyosi, that you can mix Truma Tahora at the seventh hour with Truma Tameya? And the Gemara says, no, Shiny Hasam the Da'afra Ba'amu. This is different here. The bread got so moldy, got so disgusting, it's like dirt. It's not even food anymore. Granted, there's still certain dinim of Tumah, where it's edible for the dog, but since it's talking about Afra Ba'amahu, you can't bring this as a raya in a case where the Truma Tahora is still actually edible. Maybe in a case where it's edible, Rabbi Yossi says you can't mix it. But when it's inedible, like this case here, that's Rabbi Yossi says, okay, it's inedible, it's Asr Midraisa, then mix it together. But if it's edible, it's still Rai L'Achilas Adam, maybe Rabbi Yossi would not make the extension, even though there's an Asr Midraisa, he may not make the extension to being able to mix it with Truma Temeah. Okay. you are chayv. If it's roy lachitz kav, you're chayv.
Yeah,
roy.
Yeah. So this one would be. I was thinking the same.
Well, in this case, it is. It is roy. That's why you have to get rid of it. You're just saying the reason why you have to mix it together with Chuma Temea is only because it's really inedible from our standards, from Achilas Adam. You have to get rid of it because it's Achilas Kelev. But the fact to be Metameit, that's okay. But if it comes to food that's edible to Achilas Adam, then Rabbi Yochanan may not make the extension. That's already a different level. To be Metameit Achilas Adam, that he wouldn't say necessarily. We know he does, we're just trying to bring Raya's for it. There's just not a Raya for this.
It doesn't apply Mishmer to Mati because it's so low.
It's so... Right, exactly.
So bad that...
Right. So now the Gemara says, okay, Ihachi, that's the case now, that Rabbi Meir learned, now we're going back to Rabbi Chanina. If Rabbi Meir really learned from Rabbi Chanina, that's the source of his din, so then what in the world did it mean in the end of the Mishnah? My Moda. Because the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yossi says, Moda Rabbi Yelazar Yeshua. They shouldn't even be on the radar. If again, we understand that the base of Rabbi Meir is Rabbi Chanina, what's he saying, Rabbi Eliezer Yeshua's Moda? So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamarle, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Meir. Even if Rabbi Meir's basis is Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yossi had a whole long response. He said, Afilo, so I agree that you think Rabbi Chanina is the source. I think you're wrong. He's not the source. But even if you want to say that Rabbi Yeshua is your source, I know it's not, though, but even if you want to say that, entertain the possibility, Afilo Rabbi Yeshua, who's this Shita, who's very Mekel, he's only Mekel, ki Mekel betuliyah v'tumeah. When there's a case of Safek, and there's a case of Tumah, Ava p'tahora v'tumah lo, but to say, to take Tumah tahora, and mix that with Shuma Temeah, that even Rabbi Shu is the big Makel in this halacha, even he wouldn't say this. So needless to say, Rabbi Chanina, Skana Kohanim would not serve as a basis for the Chiddush of Rabbi Meir. Ihachi, Amai Eino Himida. Why is that not the Mida? Mida, this is very sensible to say this. That when Rabbi Meir learns from Rabbi Chanina, why is it not correct? Because it seems to be a very good response. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Ihachi, we're now around 9 or 8 lines down, Y lines down in Rashi. Rashi says, "Ihachi the Rabbi Meir mid Rabbi Chanina Yalef." They learned from Rabbi Chanina. Amai inahim inamida. Why is that not good limud? Midu midhi. It's very sensible. Davis sheish ika isur derabanan al Torah. At the 6th hour, Trumut Torah becomes aser midrabanan erev Pesach. Kiyasam dika tumah midrabanan. Just like over there, the Rabbi Chanina as well. Again, Rabbi Chanina is the basis. Rabbi Chanina says, now this understanding is Trumut deraisa, rather tumah deraisa and tumah midrabanan. So too, Erev Pesach, the 6th hour, there's Chuma Temea and Chuma Torah, which is now Aser Midrabanan though. So it's a very parallel case of an Isser Midrabanan and a Tumah Midrabanan. Why is this not a good limud? So the Gemara says, back inside the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, we're going to hopefully break down what is the Nekudas Machlokus between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yirmiya explains, Hacha Bebasa Shenitma Bimashkin Shenitmu Meachmas Sheretz. You have food that became Tameh from liquid, that became Tameh from sheretz. Let's say that in a more direct way. The sheretz was Matameh liquid, and the liquid was Matameh food. That's the case. Now, do we say there's Tumah? There's Tumah transfer from a sheretz to a liquid, from a liquid to food. Is that true or not? And that's really the root of the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara says, Oz the Rabbi Meir Tameh, Rabbi Yossi the Tameh. They go according to the shitas in general. Rabbi Meir Tameh, Damar Tumas, Mashkin, Latameh, Acherim, Dirabanim. That the Tumah Mashkin, that when the sheretz is metame liquid, the liquid is able to be metame food on a dirabanan level, and therefore, that's Rabbi Chanina's understanding, you can apply that as well to the case of chametz, where the iser is only midirabanan. We're all talking about a dirabanan level. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Rabbi Yossi thinks, letame damar, tumas mashkin letame acharim on a deraisa level. When a sheretz is metame mashkin, and the mashkin is metame food, that's a deraisa thing. Rabbi Chanina was talking about a deraisa tumah that can serve as a basis for a derabanan din of Erev Pesach at the 6th hour. So that's really the root of the machlokos between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. Let's just finish this braisa now. Where do you see that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir argue about mashkim or deraisa or midirabanan? From the following braisa, the three opinions of the braisa, the Tanya, going on to the top of Tezai now. Safek mashkim l'tame achrem tahor. If you have mashkin there, suffik, whether they're tumah, we assume they themselves are tameh, but with respect to being metameh other people, we're mekel, we say it's tahor. Because the ability of mashkin to be metameh other people, other things rather, is only a suffik midir banan, and therefore be tahor. That's divi rei meir l'shitaso. V'chein haya Rabbi Eliezer omer kidvarav. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, says, Rabbi Yehuda omer l'chol tameh, it's tameh, to everything, even l'suffik tumah l'achirim. And Rabbi Yossi is Mechalik Rabbi Yosef Bishimon Omerin Leochlin Temeim LeKerim Tom. He thinks Rabbi Yosef feels that Mashkim LaKerim to Acherim that are other foods are Tamei Midraisa, but to Kalim are actually only Tahor. So let's explain. Whenever something is Safik Tuma, well, if it's Deraisa, we go LeChumra, and if it's Derbanim, we go LeKula. So relative to Acherim, is that a Chiv? Is that a Tuma Midraisa to Acherim, or is it Tuma Midraban to Acherim? So Ramer says, Tuma of Mashkim, Lachem is only Tamei Midrabanim. And therefore, in the case of Safek, we say, the Tamei Acherim is Tahor. That's Divi Ramer. That's what he felt. So the whole case of Rabbi Hanina was also a case of Mashkim Laochel, which only a Dirabanim. So that's why he could extend it to the Isser Er Chametz, 6 hours, which is also an Isser Midrabanim. Rabbi Yossi said, no. When it comes to Mashkim, the Tamei others' food, it's actually Deraisa. That's why he said, Safek Deraisa, oh, it's Latamei. So now he understands Rabbi Chanina is talking about a Tuma Deraisa with a Vlad Tuma also Deraisa. That's not a basis for Erev Pesach in the 6th hour. That's only an Isser Midrabanim. By the 7th hour, where Chametz is now an Isser Midraisa, now that's already parallel. Rabbi Yossi agrees. But at the 6th hour, it's only an Isser Midrabanim. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.